With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio, your voice for unfiltered, full-strength truth in real estate today. Tim and Julie are taking a well-deserved break from the show this week. They will return next week. And in the meantime, I'm going to cover some topics with you that I think you're really going to love. Today, we're going to be talking about real estate virtual assistants, and I'm going to be discussing some online resources that you can use to hire qualified staff from across the United States and around the globe at very affordable rates. Now, this is a live show, and our call-in number is 347-857-1195, or write me at questions@realestatecoachingradio.com. Also, if you want to schedule a free coaching call, I am on the roster, so visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com and schedule your appointment today. There's no catch, no gimmicks, just select a coach, lock in a time, and click schedule. And it'll put you right on their calendar. It only takes a minute to do, but the results will last you a lifetime. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Okay, so let's get started. Growth requires a team, right? That's the conventional wisdom. Past a certain point, you're going to have too much work to complete all by yourself, and you're going to need some help to get everything done. So then you start building a team, and right away, most agents run into trouble. The first problem is where to find people. I've done hiring myself, and this can be daunting. You might try Monster.com or one of the big resume portals, but they're expensive as heck, and writing a job rec for these sites can be challenging. Another approach that I've tried is Craigslist ads, but more often than not, you won't get anything back. And let's face it, the folks who respond to job offers on Craigslist typically aren't very professional. After that, you might try asking around. I've reached this point myself where I needed a simple task, couldn't find anybody online who wanted to do it, and I started prospecting for help. Call some friends, maybe you find somebody, maybe you don't. Jobs are kind of like dating. The best ones are always in a relationship, so unless you're really lucky or diligent, you're going to kiss a lot of frogs before you meet Prince Charming. Now, in this case, there's another problem too. You're a small business person with a lot of work to complete and a lot of specialized tasks that go into completing a transaction. You need to find somebody who's either a fast learner or already knows about real estate, and you don't have a lot of money to pay them starting out. Finally, there are the issues of providing your staff with office space, a PC, and all the other amenities that go into actually having an employee. I've done it several times, and it can be daunting. Isn't there a better way to approach this? So we'll do a show on how to hire people locally, but today we're going to discuss a way to avoid the resume rat race entirely, and that's by hiring a virtual assistant. This is an industry that's literally exploding right now, so I'm going to run you through a few ideas that you can follow up on to find good staffing at affordable rates so you can easily engage people in your business without having to go through all of the grunt work that's required for traditional hiring. Okay, so first, let's start out our list. We're going to be talking today, at the beginning, about honest-to-goodness real estate virtual assistants. And I'm going to run through five real estate-specific companies that will get you a virtual employee working remotely from their own location, who's already trained in real estate transactions and can get up and running quickly. Now, before I tell you about them, I want to share a secret with you. we've worked with some of these companies ourselves, and Sarah, on our staff, was kind enough to call the rest for prices and contact details. I'll tell you, if I had to live life over again, I would have called these guys first, because they've worked with hundreds of agents, and they already know most of the challenges you're going to face in building your own team, as well as the solutions that actually work. Let's take phone prospecting as an example. This is something I called Daniel Ramsey at myoutdesk.com about recently on behalf of a student. And not only is this a service they provide for agents, but he also explained to me how agents effectively use this in their own business to generate leads. Now, he wasn't telling me any customer secrets, just explaining the overall process that agents use who do phone prospecting when they work with a virtual assistant. Now, that is giant because it saves you so much time and money that you'd otherwise spend on basically trial and error, trying to get everything set up. So when you're team building, call these agencies. I recommend Daniel Ramsey and myoutdesk.com, but honestly, all of the virtual assistant companies we talked to gave us good advice, and they all seem to have different specializations and pricing. So call around and learn what you can get from them. Just make sure to write down all of your questions beforehand and get ready to take plenty of notes when you're on the phone with them. Okay, so here we go. 5 real estate-specific virtual assistant providers for tasks such as property marketing, lead generation and management, listing coordination, transaction management, phone answering and prospecting, and other real estate-specific tasks. Okay, number 1 is myoutdesk.com. This is my personal favorite because the founder and owner, Daniel Ramsey, is very helpful, super knowledgeable about the industry, and he was a real estate agent himself. Now, he turned to outsourcing to build his team, and that led to the founding of myoutdesk.com, which prides itself on a rigorous screening, hiring, and training process for virtual assistants in the Philippines to help agents find college-educated, English proficient folks to help out for $8 to $9 an hour. I really liked myoutdesk.com. I felt like this was a resource that was not only was the fact that they're knowledgeable about it and very helpful, not only was that compelling, but it seems like they have a process that they've put together and they've used it for so many agents that they've really worked out the bugs and the kinks in the system. You know, I think outsourcing is something that's gotten kind of a bad reputation lately, right? It's one of those things where, okay, you can save money by working with folks from all over the globe, but then you run into all these issues. Like the biggest one is, can someone who's working from another country, can they speak English proficiently, right? And we've probably mostly had bad experiences, especially with telemarketers, who just speak the language of the land. And so one of the things that Daniel Ramsey does is focus on finding great people in these outsourced locations who can really help you out. And that's one of the things that I like about myoutdesk.com. Number 2 is anotherme.com. This company specializes in providing listing coordination and contract-to-close coordination. And they quoted us a rate of $150 per listing and $325 per contract. They also offer some marketing services and short sale REO support, but they seem to specialize in listings and contract to close. The person to speak with here is Sarah Grillo. Now, again, anotherme.com and the remaining 4 of these, Sarah Broadhurst on our staff did the follow-up with, and she really liked all of them, and she got great advice from them. And so when I'd asked her, I said, okay, Sarah, let's, we're going to talk about these on the show. Give me some notes on them. And one of the things that she repeatedly said was all of them were very knowledgeable and helpful and that I should definitely pass that along. Going down our list next is KimHughes.com. Now, Kim Hughes & Company is led by Kim, their founder, and they handle a variety of real estate virtual assistant tasks. They quoted us a rate of $55 an hour, and they bill in 10-hour increments. She built and trained the team herself, manages all accounts personally, and the selling point for her organization seems to be superior service. She also offers a free initial consultation. So again, that's kimhughes.com. That's number three on our list. With the free consultation, I would definitely take advantage of it. Follow up with her, see what she might be able to help you with. Okay. Next is myreassistant.com, and that's spelled myreassistant.com. This group was founded by Ruth Ann Macklin and offers a variety of services tailored for real estate agents. She quoted us a $200 setup fee, which is credited back out of your services, and she has a rate of $38 per hour. And then number five on our list here is realsupportinc.com. So realsupportinc.com. Now, this is a corporation located in Chicago, and they offer a wide array of real estate virtual assistant services. They have a large team of assistants and a real, fully staffed office environment that they work from. They quoted us a one-time setup fee of $350 and an average rate of $65 per hour, depending on the job. The person to speak with here is Erica Lawrence. Now, one of the notes that Sarah Broadhurst gave me on this was she said it was interesting because a lot of these other services, they're maybe a little bit smaller. They maybe work virtually, but one of the notables about Real Support Inc. was they're, again, a real honest-to-goodness corporation with an office and likely a little bit of overhead that goes along with that. But then you get the benefits of having that real corporate support, right? It's not a small operation. They are a little bit larger, and I think that they're able to offer probably a little bit better, well, maybe not better service, but a little bit more consistency in some of their services as a result. Okay, so these companies are a great start, and like I said before, they know real estate, but you don't necessarily need a trained real estate professional for a lot of these tasks. And when it comes to things like web design and internet marketing, I'd actually prefer a little more selection than the companies above provide. So let's come back to the next company on our list after this quick commercial break.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know, and more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best. Not someone who is simply assigned to you, or even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, we're back. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio, your voice for unfiltered, full-strength truth in real estate today. Tim and Julie are taking a well-deserved break from the show this week, and they will return next week. And in the meantime, we're going to go over real estate virtual assistants. Now, we went through five real estate-specific companies that provide services. Again, I would recommend getting in touch with all of these folks to see how they might help you basically meet your staffing needs without having to go through the painful process of hiring a full-time employee. What we're going to do now is look at a few. I don't think we have five. I believe we only have, four. Basically virtual assistant portals that you can use. And you can use these for tasks that are not necessarily real estate specific. And believe it or not, even being a real estate professional, there's a ton of stuff that you work with on a day-to-day basis that isn't real estate specific. And then there are other things, you know, especially when it comes to like marketing and web design, there are a lot of folks out there who say, yes, we do marketing, it's real estate specific, or we do web design, or we do, you know, this or that technical task. But honestly, you're probably going to find a better deal and better quality talent if you're just looking for, you know, a professional in that area instead of somebody who tries to kind of cross over and do that for real estate. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of what I'm driving at. I know with the stuff that we do, obviously, is a real estate coaching company. We're looking for people who, you know, we're in the real estate space. And we're looking for people who have familiarity with it. But more often than not, when we use virtual assistants for services, more often than not, we end up with folks who just do a great job in general and are able to do stuff in our industry, as opposed to starting out in our industry and looking for the skills. Okay, so we're going to talk about four portals now. These are all worth exploring. Like I said before, the virtual assistant industry is literally exploding right now. And maybe after I'm done running through this list, I'll describe that in a little bit of detail for you. There are literally millions of folks out there looking for virtual assistant work from all across the globe in every price range from every country you can imagine, including our own. So if you're one of those individuals who is not fond of outsourcing, and it's tough to blame you, and you want to keep those jobs at home, there are lots of people on all of these portals that can help you. Now, I've used these portals for various tasks, and in my own experience, I'll tell you that they have made it very easy to use their services. No surprise there. I think all the virtual assistant portals started out competing against a lot of the big job sites, right? Like, imagine that you're starting a virtual assistant portal and you've got to compete against, like, monster.com. Well, you're going to try and make it as easy as possible and as streamlined to get through it as you can. And so that's something that they've done. Registration for all of these is free. Posting a job is free. Reviewing applications and talking with applicants is free. And hiring a virtual assistant is, once again, completely free. So that's basically the entire process, right? And that kind of surprised me when I first used these. I logged in and I was going through it going, okay, at what point am I going to have to pay money, right? And, you know, usually with website stuff like that, you get halfway into it and you hit what they call a paywall, and you have to spend money to get beyond that. Well, I went all the way through it, hired my virtual assistant, bam, I was all done. Oh, okay, well, if the entire process is free, where do these guys make their money? I'm talking about the portals, not the virtual assistants. The answer is that they charge a small percentage fee on top of the work performed, kind of like a sales tax, right? It's almost like a small percent based on the dollar value of what you pay. So that means that you pay around more or less 10%, sometimes a little bit less, to hire a virtual assistant through these portals. But all of the portals provide detailed work tracking, communications tools, and lots of other extras that really, for me, they easily justify that price. Also, since this is a global pool of candidates, you can hire virtual assistants from anywhere on the globe and take advantage of currency differences to save money. So what I'm really saying there is you might be able to hire someone for $5 an hour with a 10% fee. That would be $5.50 per hour, and that person would be able to work remotely from wherever they want on your projects, be able to fulfill your needs, and you would have all sorts of work tracking, management, and status information through the tool. And one of the nice things about these virtual assistant portals is when the assistants are working, they like to have them logged in so it can track the time that they put in on it, right? So there's actually a fair amount of accountability stuff that goes on with these tools. You're not just kind of sending money out into the void. These folks actually have to be accountable to you for the time they spend on your project in order to get paid. Okay, so here are the virtual assistant portals that I use. Odesk.com. This is my personal favorite. Again, that's Odesk.com. It was founded in 2003, has about 3 million freelancers in the system, and 3.6 million jobs currently posted online. As you can see, this is big business. And to help all of these users, Odesk has easy-to-use time tracking and reporting, payroll and invoicing, and even screenshots of your virtual assistant's PC to help you visually track their progress. We were doing editing on a few superstar interviews. You know, we love doing superstar interviews here at Tim and Julie Harris. And we had too much for me to do by myself, so I got a virtual assistant involved. I gave him all of the stuff that would go into it, said, here are our files, please assemble these for us, and let me know when you're done. Well, by logging into Odesk, I was able to actually not only track his progress in terms of hours spent, but I was able to actually look at him editing that video in a series of screenshots. And so they would say, okay, well, you know, at 9 a.m. or 9:05 when this screenshot was taken, here's what was on his screen. And then at 9:15, here's what was on his screen. And so by doing that, I was able to actually see what his status was, what his progress was visually. And that helped me get a better idea of how much time was remaining and when these things were likely to be completed. So the screenshots that Odesk provides, I thought were very helpful. Okay, number two on our list is freelancer.com. Again, that's freelancer.com. I'm also a fan of Freelancer, which was founded in 2004. Has 7 million freelancers in their system and almost 5 million jobs posted. Now, the numbers for these, I believe that's all time since it was founded, right? So, you know, if that helps. But again, these are big business. This is not, you know, a fly-by-night thing. These companies have been around and they've been used and they have a pretty good reputation. Freelancer.com has a good system, but it's a little bit more complicated than Odesk. And my impression is that the bids charged by the freelancers in this system are a little more expensive. Still, it's worth registering to see what is available. One of the things that I noticed about not just Freelancer, but Elance as well, one thing that Odesk has that's very nice to use is a kind of a skill level indicator, right? And it's got like beginning, intermediate, and advanced. And depending on the job that you need done, you can select the right skill level, and that's going to kind of bracket the people who apply in terms of hourly rate. And that's really useful, right? I mean, not every task requires a super experienced person to complete it. And so you're going to save money by going with someone who's, you know, beginning or intermediate. Whereas there are other tasks where you're going to end up wasting money unless you have a professional do it. You want to select advanced. So I think that's why Freelancer seemed a little more expensive. They didn't have that bracketing tool. They had more of a kind of a range of, like, what do you expect to pay kind of a thing, and you go through it. And, again, it's a little bit more complicated than Odesk, and that's why it's not my favorite. It's one of the reasons. Okay, so let's go down here to number three, which is Elance at Elance.com. You may have seen, I believe they've had TV commercials, and if not TV, they've had magazine, and they've had lots of advertising. Elance is the granddaddy of all virtual assistant sites. It was founded back in 1998, which is actually way back there in internet time, but it only has 2 million freelancers in the system and only about 3 million jobs that have been posted so far. Now, it costs a bit more, but it's a little bit more established, so it's worth registering for to see if it makes a difference. In addition to the free job postings that all of these sites let you do, Elance also lets you pay $5 or $10 for a premium job posting to attract better applicants. And that can be helpful if you're in a rush and you need to find people right away, or you're having a hard time finding the perfect virtual assistant. I think Monster does something like that with resumes. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but, you know, when you register for Monster and some of the other resume sites, if you want to, you can pay extra money and your resume gets higher visibility. Well, this is the flip side of that. With Elance, if you're in a pinch, you really need some great applicants, you can pay $5 to $10 and do a premium job posting, and you're going to get better applicants faster, or at least more applicants faster. I'm not sure if they're better. So, again, Elance is a little bit older, and their focus, to me, seems a little bit more corporate. And if that seems surprising, don't be surprised. You know, corporate America uses freelancers all the time. They use them for contract work, and it really varies. You know, it's any business that needs jobs that are not part of normal business operations, right, like a project. Any job that isn't part of the normal business flow, it makes sense not to have long-term staff overhead for that. And so I think Elance, my impression is that they cater a little bit more to that crowd, although they definitely have a lot of small business users as well. Now, number four on my list, this one I'm just really intrigued by. This is Outbounders.com. Again, that's Outbounders.com. I'm going to spell that for you. Outbounders.com. This is a virtual assistant site created exclusively for outbound telemarketers. Now, a lot of agents use telemarketers, but finding the right fit can be really tricky. And Outbounders lets you pick from a pool of several thousand professional telemarketers who bid on your business across a wide variety of pay rates and experience. The founder of this site is James Rick Stinson, and he's actually pretty famous for being the founder of Global Sky, which is one of the largest outbound telemarketing companies in Southeast Asia. Now, Outbounders came out of his experiences as a small business owner when he was first getting started. Outbounders, again, this is a telemarketing site, but what intrigued me about it was it was after talking to Daniel Ramsey. And again, Ramsey and myoutdesk.com, they have a process that they go through. It's a hiring process, right? And to the best of my knowledge, if you're going to do something that does involve calls, you have to do you may have to provide like phone system, virtual PBX, something along those lines. I would talk to him and see what the options are there. But it seems like it's more of a process. And with Outbounders, what got me about that was these telemarketers, they're already set up, and the Outbounders website itself has a virtual PBX. Like, it can let you set the number that they're calling from, right? So you can set that as your real estate office number. And it already has call tracking and disposition management. And all of that stuff is built into the Outbounders website. So the telemarketer that you hire, they log in, and again, for a 10% fee and $1 an hour for using the Outbounders software. So if you have a $5 an hour employee, or a $5 an hour virtual assistant, it might cost you $6.50, right? Which isn't bad. They can log into Outbounders and call your entire lead list. Now, the list that you give to them kind of varies, right? I'm not sure if your entire past client center of influence list might be good there because those people are looking for a message from you. But, again, telemarketing is something that a lot of top-producing agents have gone towards. And what I liked about this is this seems like it's a tool that might let people tiptoe into telemarketing before they get into it too heavily. And so in that sense, I thought that this might be the tool to kind of let you level the playing field a little bit. Okay, so those are those four, the virtual assistant websites, the virtual assistant resources that are not real estate specific. And like I said before, hiring people can be a real pain. And these portals provide a lot of value-added tools for work tracking and payroll that simplify that process. If you hire somebody to build your website, for example, you'd be able to track their progress, time accrued, and their total spend in terms of the portal itself. And you can pay them through the portal, you know, to help simplify your payroll there. Now, let's talk about cost here for a minute. These portals vary. They vary greatly depending on the level of expertise in the people that you hire. But at the bottom end of things, you may end up with a virtual assistant for as little as $5 an hour. And that's for a college-educated, English-proficient professional. And again, that could be from anywhere across the globe. On the other hand, if you prefer only to work with Americans, you can do that as well. And from what I've seen, the prices range from $10 to $30 per hour, depending on the person's expertise and the task at hand. So $10 to $30 per hour, that seems like it's about the normal going rate, right? That's a pretty wide range, admittedly. But, you know, $10 an hour doesn't seem outrageous. That if you put an ad in pretty much, you know, like the Monster, the newspaper, any job source out there, virtual assistant, $10-$12 an hour, yeah, that makes sense, right? So you can do that online and save a lot of the headaches that go into that traditional hiring process and get the whole thing set up there. And you can do it for the same price for an American and possibly even someone in your local area, although that really depends on who's available at what time. These portals all provide rating and reviews systems for applicants. And they basically make the entire virtual assistant process relatively painless. And that's kind of the point. Instead of ruining your productivity with interviews and hires to build your team, you can do it all online and you can save money at the same time. Now, the review system, I'm gonna rewind here for a few seconds and go back to this reviews and ratings system. This is something that's really interesting. I've never seen anything like this in a traditional hiring portal. I guess that makes sense. If you have somebody, you know, like, think about LinkedIn for a second, right? They sort of have a review system, but they don't have like a 1 to 5 star. And I think the reason is because traditional jobs last longer. But since these folks are doing shorter-term jobs, I think it's easier for people to provide a review and description, right? Kind of an employer review of the, you know, that virtual assistant's performance. And so when these people are applying to be your virtual assistant, you can see a little bit about what their past experience has been. And if they tell you they're great, you can look at those reviews and make sure that they truly are great. Okay, so if you're still with me at this point, I want to stop for a moment and discuss how to hire and implement your virtual assistant. So let's talk about hiring first. If you use the companies that I've talked about on this call, you're going to have access to a pool of applicants from all over the globe with all sorts of education, experience, and training. To find the best person for your needs, you need to spend a little time and figure out exactly what tasks you need completed and what kind of skill set the applicants must have to complete them. Then you need to very carefully write your job postings to be as specific and detailed as possible so that you meet people with the right skills for the job. I can't stress this point enough. It's a simple case of garbage in, garbage out. If you don't know what you want, nobody else will know either, and you're going to end up wasting time and money looking for a virtual assistant before you've defined what you need to do. And if you don't know how to write a good job posting, I'd recommend going through the VA portals and basically finding a well-written job posting from somebody else that you can base yours on. But again, going back to those first four, and I will read you that list in a second, first five sites, if you talk to a real estate virtual assistant company, and let's run through that list really quick, they should be able to help you. They will help you define what tasks you need done. They will help you find the best person to do them. Again, that was myoutdesk.com, anotherme.com, kimhughes.com, myreassistant.com, and realsupportinc.com. So again, the advantage of those first five, just so that we don't forget about them, is they've already gone through this. You know, one thing that's really interesting is they know where a job begins and ends. And what I mean by that is, this is my second point down here. We're talking about workload. It's very tempting to take all the tasks that you need to be completed, right, that you need to have done, to basically just dump them into a bucket and hand that to your virtual assistant to complete. But if you can't finish all these tasks yourself, what makes you think that your virtual assistant can? Now, when you're starting out, you should be very conscious of the workload that you're assigning to your virtual assistant. You always want to have tasks to keep them busy. You don't want to have downtime. But you don't want to have this person struggling to keep up all the time either. It's possible, it may even be likely, that the time your VA saves you is going to give you enough new business that you may end up needing to hire another VA sooner rather than later. So workload is something to keep your eye on because people are not machines and you do not want to burn them out, especially with a virtual assistant because it is probably easier for them to move on than it would be for perhaps a traditional employee. Now, again, going back to those first five companies, if you talk to them, they can tell you what those job roles typically are in a team if you're not sure, right? They could tell you what each virtual assistant might specialize in. They might be able to say, well, you know, this, that, and the other thing would be best assigned to one person, whereas these other four or five tasks go to this person, okay? So, again, their experience has value. Okay, and then third is efficiency on our list coming after workload. I've talked to you about real estate transaction management systems before, and I'm going to do it again. No matter how great your virtual assistant is, they will need some structure to perform effectively. If you get into a real estate transaction management system, then you can help that virtual assistant perform their tasks more effectively, which is going to save you time and ultimately make the entire process more effective. This is even more true if you're hiring virtual assistants from the Philippines or from other cultures. they probably have a little bit of a struggle overcoming language and cultural barriers in the first place. So trying to figure out a bunch of kind of disconnected, miscellaneous tasks, stuff that's all over the map that you've, again, kind of dumped into a bucket and handed to them, to do that while they're learning and while they have a full workload can be daunting. So having a clearly defined role and a process that's streamlined with a real estate transaction management system can help them fit into the process rapidly and effectively. The other nice thing about a real estate transaction management system is that it can help you effectively track what they're doing. Now, I did tell you a moment ago that these portals let you track work, but at the same time, they're not going to give you the kind of tracking that a real estate transaction management system has. So it's worth keeping in mind that virtual assistants have a higher turnover than full-time employees. And that's probably going to be very true at first while you're trying to find the best fit for the role. It's unfortunate, right? We all want to do due diligence and find the absolute best person. We don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste their time. But finding a good fit sometimes can take a little bit of work. And one of the nice things about using a real estate transaction management system is that it allows you to tightly control what each person has access to in your system. So if you have turnover, if you have a virtual assistant and you decide to hire another or let that one go or make any kind of process changes, that real estate transaction system will make that process of onboarding a replacement that much easier. Okay, so that's it for today. But before hiring anybody local, I would at least take a look at the resources that we've discussed today. Hiring a virtual real estate virtual assistant can save you time and money and let you choose from a global pool of applicants who can let you grow your business rapidly without the long-term investment of building a large traditional team. So again, this has been Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, and I will see you tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.